Security analyst Emmanuel Sowate says the Supreme Court hearing has shaped the way security agencies are governed. According to him, the court has won the hearts of many Ghanaians and brought trust between the opposition and the national security. Speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra, Mr. Sowate explained that the media, National House of Chiefs and religious bodies have a critical role to play in shaping the future of the country.
For me, the Supreme Court ruling is something phenomenal, because for me, it won the hearts and minds of Ghanaians, that created a platform of a little bit more trust and confidence between the opposition in particular and the national security. It gave the national security the opportunity to call the political parties to start a dialogue that, in my view, shaped the strategic coordination in dealing with security matters, particularly after the Supreme Court verdict.
Having said all these, what do you expect the two parties to do in terms of actions against their members who might want to compromise the peace of the nation?
I think that, at least, I know that sometimes politicians speak more than they act. In English, I think one of the words to describe that is hocus pocus. You say one thing, you do something else. But Rome was not built in a day. I think that the media has a critical role to play here. The religious bodies have a critical role to play here. Traditional authorities have a critical role. What do I mean? For example, the media. One thing I think the media is doing and can improve upon it is looking at history of what people have said in the past and holding them accountable. Because naming and shaming is a very critical tool. That is one. The second one is that we are very religious. And I think that behind the scene interaction, for example, pastors, imam talking to their members who have made open statements and committed themselves to holding not only themselves accountable to certain practices, but their members as well, would actually be held accountable.
You heard security analyst Emmanuel Sowate.